the Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last year, I told you about a big national controversy concerning David Parker, a father in Lexington, Massachusetts, who asserted his right to be notified in advance about the human sexuality curriculum given to his son in kindergarten and to have an opportunity to opt his son out of any discussion of homosexuality. Parker objected to the book called Who's in a Family?, which his kindergarten son brought home from school in a diversity book bag. This book illustrates same-sex couples and contains descriptions about them. Parker went to the school to register his complaint and refused to leave the meeting without assurance that his request for notification be honored. The school retaliated by having Parker arrested for criminal trespassing. He was handcuffed, jailed overnight, and forbidden to go onto the school property again. Well, now there's another chapter to this story. David Parker's son, Jacob, who is now age 7 in the same public school, was savagely beaten by other students on the playground during recess on the second anniversary of the same-sex marriage decision issued by the Massachusetts court. About 8 or 10 students at Estabrook Elementary School in Lexington, Massachusetts, gave Jacob multiple blows to his chest, stomach, and genital area. Observers speculated that the kids were acting out ugly things they had heard their parents say at home. Somehow, I'll bet you didn't read about this beating in your local newspaper. When the gays instigate violence, it somehow is not considered newsworthy. I'm sorry to tell you that although the homosexuals have lost all the referenda about marriage when that issue is put on the ballot, the homosexuals are winning the battle in the public schools. I hope you have joined a judicial reform study group so you will have good arguments to go after your members of Congress and get them to restrain the supremacist judges.
What can you do to stop activist judges from abolishing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the definition of marriage? If you start a study group on judicial reform with at least 4 of your friends, we'll send you a free study guide and a copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges. Mail your commitment to start a study group to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allan. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allan takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allan.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, if a word is misspelled in the dictionary, how would we ever know? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Saturday, I had a good opportunity to visit with some folks that I hadn't seen for quite a while. We have in the state of Missouri, and I'm relatively sure all states do this, have an organization of retired vocational agriculture instructors. And since I am an old VOAG instructor, I never retired. I just didn't last very long at the profession, but I get a letter every year. And on several occasions, I'm sure that I paid my upfront money so I'd get a steak dinner and then failed to go. So I did it again this year, and I said, hey, I'm going to go. And it just turned out we had a pretty good rain, something we'd been waiting for all summer. And I went to the VOAG, retired VOAG instructors banquet, and they do a good job. They had a couple of excellent speakers there. One of our old state supervisors, Raymond Hagen, was there, and he was 91 years old, and he is now the historian for the organization. But a couple of people said, Derry, I don't see how you come up with something like you do every day. And I said, you know, it ain't as easy as you think. I go on the air Central Time, 10:05. For 40 years, I went on the air at 6:05 every morning. 10:05. And what? 10:06. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. 10:06. And I usually get in the office at least by 6 or shortly thereafter in the morning, and it takes 3 or 4 hours of research to put together what I think is interesting and something that the people need to know. I feel like, and I still, I guess I have some of this old VOAG instructor background in me, but I feel like we ought to be educating the people as much as possible, because as God says in Hosea, he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I can see that happening here in the United States today. People just don't understand what's going on. And I got a video from the meeting at Kabul that we attended on August the 5th, and that seems like it was 2 or 3 days ago, and it was that many weeks ago. And I listened to GB's speech, and GB brought out the same thing. We need to be educating the public. You need to talk to everybody that you see about what's going on, and most people don't really care about what's going on. And I'm talking about the things that are going to affect my life, your life, but mostly our grandchildren's lives, because this thing is snowballing, and it's almost unbelievable how we're losing our property rights, our own personal rights here in the United States. Just like the again, I got this from watching the tape again of that meeting in Kabul, but like heritage sites, These heritage sites are literally taking over, and it takes property off the payrolls, environmental conservation easements. What all this is doing, and as GB points out, these land takings are literally collateral for the debt that this nation is accumulating. And once the government gets control of this land and property isn't something that it's not a piece of, as GB kept saying, it's not a piece of dirt out there. It's not it's not land mass. Property is your ability to use that. And somebody says, well, you know, you put a conservation easement on there. You still have the land. You can do with it what you want to. Maybe you can, but you can't develop it. Yes, you can pay taxes on it. You can call it yours until it's time for you to make some improvements or cut some timber or do something of that nature. And then you must get, you must go to your, the trust organization, the Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, whoever it is, and get permission to do these things. Or you can get fined for not doing them. Or you can get fined for doing them, depending upon what the situation is. And the interesting thing, you never see it, except in just a few states that have forced the land trust to get a real estate license. Now you say, well, what good would that do? If they have a real estate license, then they must have full disclosure. Full disclosure means you can read the fine print. And in these conservation easements, I think Colorado has one. There's two or three states that have that make these conservation easement trust companies, trust organizations, NGOs, whoever they happen to be, get a real estate license. When they do that, then you can see everything that's involved, because what they don't tell you and do not want you to know, and it's in the rules of these conservation easements, that any time you fail to keep your end of the agreement, you can be sued by any NGO that has the capability of handling conservation easements. In other words, it doesn't have to be the organization that you signed up with. So they can sue you. And then, no matter how the court comes out, how the case comes out in court, the landowner is required to pay the attorneys on both sides. You pay your own attorney, you pay the land trust attorney. And in some instances, and I don't have time to go into that today because that's not what I even started to talk about. But here I am rambling along because I think that is important, and we need to educate the people as to what they're getting into in a lot of these situations. Anywho, last week, the meeting was held in Kansas City concerning the National Animal Identification System. And I have some kind of interesting facts and figures concerning that. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
And we have returned. I have an interesting letter here from a gentleman that I met when we were at Kabul at that land rights meeting. And he says, Dear Derry, my wife and I went to Kansas City on August 22nd so we could protest the National Animal ID. The next day, and we found the expo had already started. I was not aware of the nature of the expo or the registration fee of $475. Well, we've been talking about that $475 from time to time. But anyway, since the fee would have left me broke and Donna would not have been able to eat for 2 days, I decided not to register. Instead, I mingled with the crowd and gathered all the handouts available. I've enclosed a complete set for you. I was able to get into the exhibition hall twice and visit with the vendors and the USDA underlings. When I asked an underling when the National Animal ID would become mandatory, he replied that they hoped it never would be and they expected 100% voluntary compliance by January the 31st, 2009. When I explained to him it won't happen, he was surprised. He said, well, they were making exceptions for small operators and could feel our pain. I believe he's just a young man that trusts his government and the product of government schools. The vendors were a very nice bunch of used car salesmen that were very helpful with each salesman. That were very helpful, and each one had the best product. Each of them came from the position that NAIS is a done deal. They also feel our pain and only want to help relieve the pain with their best deal. And I'm sure he doesn't go into detail on that, but those are the people that are selling these ear tags and all that stuff. We talked to one Arizona Indian, and I just assume he was from San Carlos Reservation. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I know that when I was at the University of Missouri, I studied genetics under Dr. John F. Lassley, who had been I don't know what his job was, but he spent several years in the San Carlos Indian Reservation working with their cattle. But anyway, he said, we talked to one Arizona Indian that was there to find out how NAIS would affect his tribe. He had been to all the meetings and had gotten very little out of them. NIAA and USDA were basically lying to them by omission. I introduced him to Judith McQuarrie, an attorney from Austin, Texas, and she's on our side. He learned more from her than he did for $475. There were many cowboy hats in the crowd. I had a feeling most of them feel they're going to have to comply, that resistance is futile. And too many of them, especially the ones in their 20s and 30s, believe they're globalist professors. I told the lady that checked us into the hotel what the conservation was about, and she became very concerned and asked for more information. I gave her your website, the lady at the gourmet chocolate store, another reason not to spend all my money on registration, asked for more information. If there's a way to inform the average person, I think we can go a long way in stopping this. My washer repairman took it today and said he would email his senators. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
And we have returned. Just like this gentleman that attended this meeting in Kansas City said, he said, you know, we just need to tell people. Here he talked to the clerk that checked him in at the hotel. She was interested. Became very concerned, he said. The lady at the gourmet chocolate store was interested. The washer repairman wanted to know more about this. People don't understand what's going on. And if it's handled properly, the majority of the people are willing to do a little bit of study, a little bit of research. If you have the right handouts and things, you can go someplace, not only with animal ID, but how many people, I will assure you, I would just almost bet whatever it takes, the lady that checked us into the hotel didn't know a thing in the world about Agenda 21, did not understand National Heritage Sites. And you say, well, she's not a farmer or a rancher. You don't have to be. We're talking here about the Grand Canyon. We're talking about the national parks and the national monuments. Okay? So it's something that people need to wake up and see and understand, and you're not going to hear it on any of the major news. Even the talk shows don't talk about it. And I'm not talking about there are some shows that do, like mine, that aren't on very many stations, and you just don't reach the audience. If Rush and Hannity and those kind of people would talk about this, this country could turn around overnight. But they're not doing it. Now, back to the animal ID. Johannes was there. He, of course, is the Secretary of Agriculture. And he said, don't let, and I guess he knew about the movement that where they were trying to get NEI stopped. He says, don't let naysayers dampen your enthusiasm. Other countries have animal identification systems. Boy, you got to do what other countries do. This is a global organization. I mean, we're one big happy family. So if they do something over in Europe, hey, it's got to happen here in the United States. I'm just throwing all that in. Let me back up and quote him. Don't let naysayers dampen your enthusiasm. Other countries have animal identification systems, and they are using the fact that their livestock are traceable as a marketing tool. He dismissed thoughts that it would be anything but voluntary and said a voluntary system must draw farmers and ranchers to participate. So that's what you learn from the Secretary of Agriculture. Now, Leo McDonnell, and he, of course, is one of the founders of RCAF. He spoke also at Kansas City, and I'm just going to pick out a few of the little points that he made. He says, we oppose a mandatory national animal ID system, period. But that does not mean we don't believe in the value of a responsible animal health traceback system. He says state brand laws and livestock movement laws have been in use for years and suggested that USDA make an honest and meaningful attempt to use traceback systems already in place. Well, then that would cut out all of these other people that want to sell the ear tags and the electronic devices, etc., and they're the ones that are paying to get these politicians reelected. So that's not going to work, is it? Anyhow, he says the USDA makes an honest and meaningful, should make an honest and meaningful attempt to use traceback systems already in place as brand inspections and state health certificates and the brucellosis tag system. Ranching in Montana and North Dakota, we've operated under a system of animal traceback for many years. Where I live in Montana, he says, I can't go 20 miles without state documentation of our animals, where they came from and where they're going, a system that has served us well. It also appears that in recent years, the U.S. is moving away from a system of animal disease prevention, eradication, and mitigation toward liberalizing import standards, as well as failure to address cattle herd contamination from problems like brucellosis in wildlife to chronic tuberculosis problems in cattle from Mexico. A national traceback system or national ID will be no better than our system of programs to address these problems. And here again, you can see exactly what's happening. The Department of Agriculture, this whole thing has nothing to do with animal health. If it did, you couldn't bring in these TB cattle from Mexico like it's being done. If it really had anything to do with animal health, how about the brucellosis that's found in the bison in the national parks? They're not concerned at all about animal ID. This is all about people control is what the whole thing is about, and the ability for the packer to know exactly where every animal is. He says, I'm still concerned about the many as yet unanswered questions about NASIS. These questions will remain unanswered until the USDA and state animal health departments develop a program that will utilize existing systems and then get the bugs out, let the program mature, and earn producers' trust. Well, they've got a long ways to go to earn most producers' trust, because most producers that have any experience with the Department of Agriculture, whether they be grain farmers, cotton farmers, peanut farmers, whatever they happen to be, hey, the U.S. Department of Agriculture at one time was reasonably friendly towards agriculture. Today, the Department of Agriculture has done an about switch, and I've mentioned this before, but just in case you weren't around 10 years ago, I'll mention it again. But it was in 1962 that I went, that's when I quit my vocational agriculture instruction, and I went to work with the Missouri Department of Agriculture. And JFK had just been elected president, and he had hired as his Secretary of Agriculture Orville Freeman. And I attended a meeting with Orville Freeman. And when we come back, I'll bring you up to date on that, because that's when things started to change with the Department of Agriculture.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9685. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9685. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9685.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who went to a general store and didn't buy anything specific, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, back to the 1960s, I was talking about the Department of Agriculture. Now, the Department of Agriculture at one time used to go to the ASC office, and you could sit down and visit with the people. And, I mean, you can still do that today, but it was a farmer-to-farmer kind of a thing, and they literally seemed like they tried to help you. And it's totally different, and it started changing back about the time JFK took office. And as I said, he hired appointed Orville Freeman, Secretary of Agriculture. Orville Freeman, I don't know if he knew anything about agriculture or not. He was an attorney out of up in the northwest someplace, north central states. I don't know if he was from Michigan or Minnesota maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he was an attorney. And we went to Topeka, Kansas to visit. Not visit with him personally, but the marketing people from all over the country were there, and it was held at Topeka, and I was there. And the one thing that he said that I remembered, and I've never forgotten, is that, and I mentioned it every chance that I get, he says, you know, he says the Department of Agriculture should no longer be involved in agriculture so much as it should be in consumerism. In other words, he was more concerned about the consumers than he was about the food producers. It was obvious. Now, I can't remember the details. Like I said, 1963 has been 4 or 5 months ago, so I lose track of things. But it was so obvious because we all came out of there and said, what's the matter with that guy? Because he made some fairly radical statements at the time. So many of us who were farm-oriented believed in the future of farming with a faith born not of words but of deeds. We thought, hey, this guy's way off course. What's the matter with him? Well, we have seen that happen over the years. And now, in the last couple of decades, this thing has turned completely around, and the Department of Agriculture is run by the multinational corporations. So it's just been a complete turnaround on this thing. Anyway, back to Nassau in Indiana. The other day, I received a call from a fellow in Indiana, very, very concerned about whether he should sign up or not. And he said, I don't know. He said, I think there might be a law. So at that time, I called Jennifer Greiner. Now, she heads up this thing, and she told me, and I should have gotten her on. Well, I tried to get her on the air. She was getting ready to go to someplace, and she couldn't do it that day, and then she had to go to Kansas City to be in that meeting. But she told me that, yes, they do have a law in Indiana that is mandatory for the premise registration. She said it was nothing but the premise registration. Okay, then since then, and I mentioned that on the air, I have several emails from people that say the opposite. Now, this is one listener that was concerned about this, and he called his state representative in Indiana. If you would please assist me with some information, I'd like to know if a premise identification law has passed the legislature. Also, has accompanying laws concerning animal identification and animal product tracking been passed? This is a program being enforced by the Indiana State Board of Animal Health through the USDA. If these laws have been passed, would you please direct me as to where I can get copies? And he signs his name. He's from Jay County, Indiana. Mr. Steed, I am Representative Davis's legislative assistant. His name is Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E. He says Representative Davis wanted me to provide you with the following information. However, it is important to note that Mr. Steed, that the USDA has now get this. That just shows where these people's minds are. It is important to note that the USDA has mandated that this be done. The state legislatures are merely the agents. Now, can you believe the ignorance of some people's kids? The Department of Agriculture, the USDA, has no authority to mandate to the states. What the Department of Agriculture done, it has paid the states a bunch of money to get this accomplished. They bribed the states. They didn't mandate them. They bribed them. If you have any questions about the actual mandate, please call your federal congressman. So he's putting a monkey over on your congressman's back. Now, that's the way these people operate, ladies and gentlemen. You can't believe. I'm like GB was at that meeting. He said, you think these agency people lie? He said, if they're talking, they're lying. They all lie. They try to lie. They want to lie. They want to misinform and keep people in the dark about things. Okay, here's another situation like that. Question. And I'm not going through all of the different people we're talking to here, but the question was, I would like to know if a premise identification law has passed the legislature. Also, has accompanying laws concerning animal identification, product of tracking, been passed? This is a program being enforced by the Indiana State Board of Animal Health through the USDA. And this then comes from one of their senators, State Senator Alan Paul. He says, No legislation has passed in Indiana regarding premise identification. Now, a state senator saying no. Okay, back here, Jennifer. What was her name? Jennifer. She says that, yeah, it has. Now, I have to look and see. Jennifer Greiner, she heads up this animal ID thing. She said, yes, it has. But just like GB said, these people don't mind not telling the truth. Anyhow, I don't know whether to believe her or Alan Paul. He's a state senator, and he says no legislation has been passed in Indiana regarding premise identification. In fact, there is a discussion that a bill will be introduced in January to limit the progress of the animal identification program's implementation. He's saying, hey, we're going to try to get this thing stopped, all right? Rest assured, this federal mandate will be discussed during the 2007 session. There are too many unanswered questions. I appreciate you taking time to contact me, Senator, State Senator Alan Paul. Now, who are you going to believe here? See how hard it is to get the truth, how difficult it is to come out and say, I know what's right. There's no way you can find out. So anyway, who's lying and who isn't? Somebody is. Now back to this animal ID thing and these people there that were selling their wares in Kansas City. IBM Corporation is teaming up with a Utah company, and they offer a remote system to transmit the body temperature of cattle. Now they are going to monitor millions of cattle for this Tech Vet of North Salt Lake. It's a company that developed a battery-powered transmitter with a flexible thermometer that can fit inside a cow's ear. A microprocessor can identify an animal and its life history, show its approximate location, and log body temperatures. In its approximate location, that means that this thing is no doubt hooked up to the GPS system somehow. But anyway, I can see a place for a tag that would not do all these other things, but monitor the animal's temperature. That would be important, particularly, I don't know what the thing cost, but it would certainly eliminate a lot of your feedlot troubles. If you could, say you put 100 calves in a feedlot, and you watch those son of a guns day and night to see who is going to get sick. I didn't say if they're going to get sick. I says, which ones are going to get sick? Because invariably, if it's warm weather, they get summer pneumonia. If it's cold weather, they get winter pneumonia. They get all sorts of problems when you pull them around, haul them around, move them. And if you could read their temperature without catching them, then you would know which ones to start doctoring before they show the typical signs of the droopy ears and the snotty noses and the watery eyes and all the things that little kids get when they get the flu, all right? That thing might be all right, but we still don't need to know all this other stuff that's involved in that particular bit of equipment. Let's go to the telephone. Sam, hi. You're on the air, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Derry.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, I just wanted to comment on this. The UN has openly boasted about using food as a weapon for nations who do not comply. Now, what better way, when you consider this thing being worldwide, than to corral all the food supply under the globalist arm of the United Nations than to do this? And not only will it eventually evaporate any private farms, while we can't have the citizenry going to the private farms, they might shirk the corporations, of course. And also, when you consider into the fact that we do have the population control agenda out there, they can put anything on the foods that they want, and you have to eat them because you have no other place to go.
Hey, can you hang on through the commercial break, Sam? We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We have returned. Sam, you still with me?
I am here.
Good for you. Go ahead.
I just basically wanted to point out that if you don't believe in the population control agenda, all you got to do is do some searches. The UN has had this in their sights for quite some time. There's been several people. We talked about, and you've talked about it, Derry, about this professor who's come out over in Texas, what was it, last spring, I think it was, talking about how Ebola or something like that might be a good thing to help eliminate, you know, the population. So, folks, this stuff is out there. We're not making this stuff up. Now, we just had an article the other day. AP ran it and CNN ran it about viruses being used on cold cuts, lunch meat, 6 different viruses. Of course, they spin it in a positive light.
Right. FDA approved it, so it's a wonderful thing.
That's right. And so at the same time, these are the people that are trying to eliminate the family farms, and it has been consistently going on for quite some time. We did an interview back in May with Catherine Albrecht, who is the one who has been fighting all kinds of everything from RFID to animal ID to God knows what all. And she pointed out, even in the interview that we did, regarding what's going on over in Zimbabwe now. And, folks, if you don't think it couldn't happen here, think again, because remember, this is the same nation where we thought all this other stuff that's been going down, land grabs and everything else, we thought all this couldn't happen either, but it's happening. So, you know, get your brain together and understand that this is a nightmare that's not going to end unless you get involved and stand up against this kind of stuff and let everybody that you know understand the magnitude of what's going on. Because once they have control over the food supply, you will get whatever they darn well want you to have. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be genetically modified foods. and the days of the farmers' markets and the days of the family farm will be history.
Do you know the first really written case of using food as a weapon where it was?
I don't know specifically, but I know it's been done throughout history. I mean, you know, what better way to get people to comply than to starve them to death?
I'm thinking of Joseph when he was imprisoned in Egypt.
Yeah, I mean, you could take it all the way back into...
Right. You know, we don't have time to go into the story, but get your Bible out and read about Joseph and what happened to Pharaoh and the people in Egypt. But Joseph was down there, sold as a slave into Egypt, ended up in the penitentiary, and then, because he could interpret dreams, he became... Now, he didn't interpret them. He admitted God interpreted them for him, but he ended up as the Secretary of Agriculture down there. Actually, he was the top man over all of Egypt except for Pharaoh himself. And he said, you know, that we needed to store grain for 7 years because we were going to have 7 years of drought and 7 years, our first 7 years of famine, then 7 years of drought. But he used that 7 years of famine. First of all, he took all of the Egyptians' money. Then he took all the Egyptians' land. And that's the way Pharaoh got Egypt. But anyhow, let's take a break. Sam, stay by me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Ken Klein recently discussed his new DVD, The Pillar of Enoch, Lost Legend of the Great Pyramid, on the Derry Brownfield Show.
When you look at all the facts and evidence, it's hard to deny that the planet Earth, suspended in the vastness of this great universe, was visited by divine messengers called Elohim, or angels. Divine messengers and representatives of the Most High God who traveled the starways, who came to leave us a prophecy in a monument we call the Great Pyramid.
Is it possible that the life and work of Enoch, memorialized in the Great Pyramid, is a sign, a prophecy, hidden in stone?
To order this 75-minute DVD, send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to The Great Pyramid, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892.
And we're in the home stretch here. Jeff kind of straightened me out on Joseph going to Egypt. He said, I said the 7 years of famine led into the 7 years of drought. I meant 7 years of plenty, and then they had 7 years of famine. You have to go by what I say, what I mean, and not what I say. But anyway, Joseph, you remember the fat cows came out of the skinny cows came out of the water and ate up the fat cows. And so it was that we were going to have 7 years of good times, and then 7 years of bad times. But anyway, the interesting thing was, those people had to give them all their money. They had to give him all their land. Actually, you say, I'll bet those people hated old Joseph after that. Go back and read your story. It said the people praised him and said, Joseph, you have saved our lives. People will do anything for food, ladies and gentlemen, and that's exactly why we have to maintain a good, strong agriculture owned by individuals here in this country. Let's go to Tad in Indiana. Hi, Tad, you're on the air.
I'm about the same age you are.
Really?
I just had a birthday about a week ago.
Okay, well, congratulations. But we're going to have to move along.
I wanted to confirm what you were saying and some of your guests about the Indiana legislature has not passed anything on animal identification.
You say they have not.
That's right. I was talking at a Republican meeting last Thursday night, and the state senator, John Waterman, said they had not passed anything. Either way, there had been no bills on it. And Troy Woodruff, a state representative, was there also from Vincennes, and he said, no, they hadn't passed anything. And he was quite vehement about it. He said, if I get reelected, say, we're going to knock that thing out next January.
Okay, give me those names again. State Senator who?
John Waterman.
Waterman.
Yeah. He's from Shelburne, Indiana.
That's all right. And who else?
Croy, T-R-O-Y.
Oh, Croy, okay.
Woodruff.
Okay.
And he's from Vincennes.
Okay. Hey, appreciate that information because, you know, who knows what's going on here. But those people should be in the driver's seat. But that little Jennifer girl, she told me, oh, yes, they have passed some legislation. Hi, you say Wanda's on the air? Hi, Wanda, you're up next.
Okay, now?
You're on.
Okay, I want to make a comment about the farmers markets and the UN agenda and our consumption of food. In the HUD document, from that UN summit of 1992, they stated in there that less meat's going to be consumed and more legumes and tubers. And they're all throughout that HUD document, it mentions the little farmers markets that we're going to be having. And if you'll notice these little farmers markets going around, they've been put there by grants that's coming from the sustainable community organizations. And they don't want us growing anything out in large farms and things like that. They want us to have these little rooftop gardens in these little sustainable communities where we're going to be. And most people are not aware of what these farmers markets are about, and that's exactly what they are.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Wanda. Let's go back. Are you still with us, Sam?
I'm still here.
Okay. We have about a minute left.
Well, I'll just simply say this. This is a perfect setup for your food for weapons programs. You want to know how they could disarm the United States very well, and that would be to get the food under the control of the globalists, you know, i.e. our federal government working as an agent for the globalists, which they already do. I mean, the State Department is the U.S. mission to the United Nations. So, you know, that's already in the can. Well, all you have to do is get food under the control of the people doing the globalist agenda, and it would be very easy at that point during some sort of a state of emergency to say that, well, if you bring in your weapons, we'll give you so much food in exchange for any weapons that you have. So, and I'm not the first one that's come up with this, and the more you look into this, the more you could see where this is going. So that's simply what I wanted to get across to people is don't think it cannot happen here because it can.
Well, it's happened all over the world, all over the many, many centuries. So, that's again, I say, we need to maintain our agriculture the old-fashioned way. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.